You're listening to SBS News.
A 12-year-old boy walks through the ruins, surveying damaged buildings. 4 years ago, the northeastern Syrian city of Al-Raqqa was captured from ISIS, and many families are still living amongst the rubble. Thousands of people have returned to the city since the battle ended in 2017, which involved an aerial campaign by armed groups. Earlier research estimated 36% of the city's buildings remained entirely destroyed, while this recent Save the Children report found 80% of the city's schools are still damaged. Advocacy Media and Communications Director for Save the Children, Catherine Achilles, says many families in Al-Raqqa are living in extremely dangerous and poor conditions.
Children wake up in the morning in houses that often don't have roofs, they don't have doors, they don't have running water, they don't have access to toilets and bathing facilities. They walk through streets that are still strewn with rubble and in many cases can be quite dangerous, or their families and particularly their parents think could be dangerous, so children can't play outside.
With three quarters of the population in Al-Raqqa reliant on support to buy food or other basic goods, she says parents are under constant pressure to provide care for their children.
We talk to parents who really feel every day the stress of keeping their children at school, keeping them fed, keeping them safe, and, you know, worrying at night that the homes might fall on their heads if it rains. And this is just really no place for children to be living without the support to really improve conditions now.
Many teachers fled in 2017 and have not returned, with authorities searching for more staff. Huda is a teacher and she says education is poor in Al-Raqqa.
Raqqa was almost totally destroyed. Families were affected. Homes were affected and destroyed. Schools were destroyed. Life essentials were destroyed.
She says many families are forced to send their children long distances to access schooling. Huda says one student is being offered psychological support and her mental state has improved. Ms. Achilles says some humanitarian assistance is going to Al-Raqqa, but it isn't enough to meet the demand.
So we have short-term needs in terms of water and food availability that people need to make sure they have to stay alive. But what we also are really missing is any repairs, rehabilitation, support that is being provided to families and to schools and health infrastructure to really start to rebuild.
She's hoping more psychosocial support can be provided to help people in Al-Raqqa recover and rebuild their lives.
Many of the children that have gone back to Raqqa have known nothing but displacements, violence and conflict for their entire lives. Many of the children we spoke to are younger than the conflict itself, and so this is all they've known. They have seen and experienced things that no child should have to experience, and are now living in really difficult and often dangerous conditions. And they need help to begin to process what their experiences and begin to heal from those.
But Save the Children is reporting 92% of adults do want to stay in Al-Raqqa to settle with their families in a safer environment. Julia Passarelli, SBS News.